pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Is the Nebraska-Missouri game the only one that's going to kick off at 8:15 at night? What the hell's going on? Bias. It's all bias. And if it's on Versus, does it have to be at 11:30 in the morning? Oh, yeah, Nebraska-Baylor on TV. The only one I thought that maybe wouldn't be, 11:30 in the morning. There you go, just announced, Big 12 Conference, Nebraska-Baylor in Lincoln, 11:30 a.m. Woo-hoo, 11:30, can't wait. Good God. All right. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. We are packed today. Merck and Morris, Mondays with Merck and Morris. Daryl Morris, after a big win for UNK. Paul Merkowitz and Hastings College, unfortunately, on the wrong end of a big win. The big win was for Morningside, and we'll talk with Coach. We'll hear from Bo Pelini. Nebraska's overtime loss to Texas Tech. We start there. Your reaction. Also, Tony Romo out. He didn't look right yesterday. Pile on, anti-Cowboy fan. That's fine. Tony, we watched the game together. We said right off the bat, when they walked on the field, I said last week, Dallas never plays well in Arizona. Not making excuses. They got beat, fair and square. But you could tell there was no emotion walking onto that field. Something was wrong with Tony Romo. And I, joking aside, you know, you hear about these things. They make movies about these things. I mean, that team looked, you know, hungover, if nothing better for the word. They just looked like they were going, what, we have a game today? Huh? And somehow, by some miracle, they got it into overtime because the role players, Austin and Creighton, had some big plays, Marion Barber on a sensational run after a catch to keep that alive. You know, Nick Folt knocks one through. But that's not the big story of the day. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the Major League Baseball playoffs. Missouri, wow, nice egg. Hey, Chase, you're the big man on campus now, aren't you? Wow, 390 and one touchdown, 23 points for the best offense in the country. Oklahoma State with the win. Thanks for just sticking it to the Big 12. That's about the only game that the Big 12 really couldn't afford to have a little upset in. Texas-Oklahoma, fine. Then Texas goes down to Missouri, fine. Okie State beats Oklahoma, fine. Kansas, you know, whatever. But Okie State knocking off Missouri. Because you know Okie State can't run the table. They just can't. And, wow, just a weird weekend with some very exciting games. But all three of the so-called big games in the Big 12, the underdog, prevailed or covered. Nebraska should have prevailed. They played better than Texas Tech. And Daddy, as we say also on the show today, Bliss Littler, going to join us. Daddy, your apology.
Well, I'm totally sorry. And Bo Pelini and I got down on you guys, did not give you a fighting chance. Great game plan. Executed almost to perfection, I guess. You can come at us this morning, 1-888-455-3776. We'd love to hear your reaction. You can come at us and say, should have went for a 2-point conversion. Should have went, you know, you can go, you know what, should the fourth down and one, though, is what a lot of people have shaking their head when we did not get the fourth and one. And it almost looked like Drew Young was somehow turned around shoving Quentin Castillo back the other direction. Not sure how that happened. I thought there was a pass interference call in regulation on Armando Murillo. Why would you let somebody get 3 yards behind you in that situation? Still don't understand that. And there are several things we can break down about this game. But the end result, you know, it almost says, gosh, I wish we got beat by 40 points.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't.
I've heard that 3 or 4 times.
No, it doesn't. And anybody that says that's an idiot. 1-888-455-ESPN. Let's go to the phone lines.
John from Kearney, guys.
John, good morning. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
What's going on?
I know both of you guys got on your web feet to paddle through the water in order to get to work this morning.
Special.
And, yeah, I know it. Anyway, just a couple things on the game. Great showing by the Huskers. They look great. I don't have a problem with them losing. Newfound respect. They're going to get it headed in the right direction. A couple calls that I couldn't understand why the clocks kept running when Mentally Colt went out of bounds on the one play.
Correct.
And there towards the end of the game. And I couldn't figure that out because he ran out on his own when they continued to run the clock. So that was one thing. The other thing is Chase Daniel. You know, Spitgate is over with, but he had coming to him what he had coming. And don't put all the money into your Heisman deal because you ain't going to get it. He ain't going to get it. There's no way he'll win the Heisman.
John, just now, to follow up on that, I think he lost the Heisman in the fourth quarter making a throw back across his body where there were three Oklahoma Cowboys waiting for it. And then that's a throw a freshman doesn't make, let alone a Heisman Trophy winner. I throw him out because of the one throw.
Well, I don't throw him out for one throw. I throw him out for getting a stupid Mohawk haircut and changing his jersey number. Just go out and play football and don't say anything to anybody. Just go out and play your game and do the same thing you've been doing all year and last year. You would have won the Heisman, but he blew it.
You're exactly right.
Congrats to Okie State. I love that they put him on his back about every other play and made him whine and cry and throw his helmet around on the sideline. That was great to see. So go Huskers, and we'll be back to beat them all sometime. So,
John, thanks for the call. Sure appreciate it. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Dent Popper inbox is Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Well, I don't think he lost it because of one play, and I'm not sure that Chase Daniel has lost the Heisman yet, although now he's not the front runner anymore. But, boy, the guys that they're starting to put up at the top, you know, since Sam Bradford lost too, even though he threw for five touchdowns, you know, he's going to be there. But you look, there's no glory guy right now, and Chase is doing everything he's supposed to do, and I think it's going to end up costing him a national championship. But remember, that loss is they're going to win the North. I mean, that's all there is to it. They beat Kansas. They win the North. They're going back to the championship game. Unfortunately, it would probably be a rematch with Texas. If they want a rematch with somebody, it's not going to be Oklahoma State. I mean, it's going to be Oklahoma or Texas. You would have to think it'd be a little strange. If State can beat Texas, that would change things up. But Chase Daniel, remember, Eric Crouch got blown out by Colorado and still won the Heisman Trophy. As far as the clock issue, haven't talked to a collegiate official. I was under the impression that the clock stopped in the last 5 minutes, even with the new rules when you went out of bounds. The official, during the broadcast, they explained it's in the last 2 minutes. So Holt went out of bounds, they marked the ball, they wind the clock because there was like 2:03 to go, and then there was confusion, so they stopped everything like with a minute 54, and then they went with it on the whistle. That was my understanding of that play. I mentioned this earlier, though, in the season, that officials, They're way too whistle-happy to keep that clock going. Guy walks out of bounds on his own. The clock stops till the ball is marked, and the officials need to get that right. Now, I understand that point, but from what they explained, apparently they did it right. Now, whatever, that had small outcome on this football game.
Doug, I think the game plan in which they entered the game with, obviously, was, you know what, we're going to keep the ball away from that offense because they showed about every time they got the ball, they went down and scored. They had the big play capabilities. We kept it away from them. And when you're running the ball like we were able to do, and like we had not been able to do this whole year to this point, that had to be, I think that put a lot of people at ease. Marlon Lucky certainly looked to be the best running back on Saturday. So to come up and all of a sudden, oh my gosh, the controversy. Roy Helu, oh my gosh. No, Marlon Lucky looked to be the best running back on Saturday. And yeah, he only had 66 yards. They spread it around, able to rush for 114, but it kept moving the chains. They weren't big. We never did break that 30, 40-yard run. We just kept moving the chains and kept the ball away from Graham Harrell.
Let's hear what Coach Bo Pelini had to say after the football game. This is what he said to the team in the locker room.
I said, the same things hurt us. We're still beating ourselves. We're still doing some things penalty-wise, dropping coverage, busted assignments, things you can't do with a game against a good football team. That was a good football team.
And again, Husker fan can feel good. Nobody wants to lose. It's again, one of the things we talked about is, you know, what a great football game it was. And it's great to see that these guys actually played a top 10 team strong. But it's also hard to say that you can't accept losing, and that's exactly what Coach Pelini said.
I've been saying all along, I think there's character in the room, but we have to play smarter. And we're not about moral victories in Nebraska, and we never will be as long as I'm the head coach. And if we start being about moral victories, you need to get a new coach.
And that just goes along with Bo's personality, what he has said all along. Nebraska's offense obviously was a lot better than it was the week before.
I thought our offense played outstanding. You know, we made some mistakes, and there were plays out there we left on the field that we'll regret that could have helped us win the football game, but we didn't do it. We didn't make enough plays to get it done in the end.
Tony, now it comes down to what you're talking about in this football game. Joe Gans played outstanding, you know, but again, he sets himself apart. But, I mean, if Chase Daniels makes a stupid throw, Joe Gans makes a bad decision, he gets through basically the whole game without making a mistake. And then I don't know if he's trying to throw it out of bounds. As he's throwing it, he gets jerked backwards, which takes all the momentum off the football. But, and I'm not saying this is whining, crying, but, you know, we tried to sit there and think, and fire us an email. When is the last time the Nebraska football team got a legitimate break? I mean, that guy from Texas Tech could have dropped that interception. I mean, it was pretty well thrown right in the old shoulder pads, and it popped up, and he caught it. There was two or three other, you know, getting the fourth down conversion, you know, knocking the ball away. Even on the Texas Tech said they weren't supposed to snap the ball fourth and four in their own territory. Graham Harrell said that. I wasn't expecting him to snap the ball. We were trying to draw him offsides. And then not only do they not throw the flag for offsides, whether it was or not, Crabtree runs the route out, just a straight fly pattern, and he catches the football. Or, you know, whatever. Catch, you know, a little interference, you thought, but he catches the football. But, you know, any of those plays could have bounced Nebraska's way. And I'm thinking of a significant break, a significant gain. I mean, how long has it been since Nebraska, I mean, fumbling it against Texas. LaKeven Smith, the last time we played against Texas Tech, interception, fumble.
Franz Hart, yeah.
You know, why aren't we beating the top 10 teams? Because we aren't catching a break. And I'll tell you what, say what you want, eventually everybody catches a break. Maybe we used them all up winning the national championships 3 out of 4 years. I don't know. But this team could also, this university's program could use a break.
Doug, throw in the last time we got an officiating call. One that maybe just, but the flag comes out. Nate Swift on the first play in overtime, I thought was wrapped up around the, anytime you grab somebody around the waist, people say, well, the ball was overthrown. You know what? If the ball was overthrown, then call it uncatchable. You just wave your hand above your head. But do something. Officiate the game like it should be officiated.
Let's hear what Coach said about that Gans interception in overtime.
I think he was trying to throw the ball away. And let me tell you, I told Joe this, I told the football team this. That play did not lose us the football game. There are a lot of plays out there for us to win the game. And Joe Gans, we would not have been in that situation without Joe Gans. That single play doesn't lose a football game. It never does.
And then there was a debate about, well, Nebraska should have went for two after they tied the ball game. I usually would have agreed with, you know, and Coach says he thought about going for two. Well, let's hear what Coach had to say. The point-blank question was, Coach, did you think about going for two after it was 31-30?
I did. I liked the way our offense was playing. I thought that had they scored in overtime, I thought we would score. I felt like we were playing pretty, you know, I felt pretty good about some of the things we were doing in the red zone defensively, and I thought we could get them stopped. And that first play in overtime hurt us. We had the right call on for the screen, and we let the back get away from us, and that was unfortunate.
He's referring to Texas Tech's first play. They had the screen. They had him hemmed in, even a little contact for no gain or a yard gain, and he takes it first and goal down to the two, and they take it in easily. I agree in this situation, and you know what? You cannot blame the win or loss on this decision of a two-pointer. I mean, you can't break the game down that far about going for that two-point conversion. And I know there's some folks say, well, we should have went for the two. We had all the momentum. Yes, we did have all the momentum, and we took it into overtime, and we had the lead. And if we score, 99% chance you're going to make the extra point kick and win this 38-37. Nebraska did not have success inside the 10-yard line in this football game, especially a couple times. I mean, they had to kick some short field goals. What makes you think Nebraska is going to have success on a 3 or 2.5 yard play for this 2-point conversion? And finally, and I know you're a little bit on the other side of this, Tony, with the time on the clock, if there would have been a minute and a half, I think that, or 2 minutes, even without our timeouts, that makes a little sense. But to try and on, if you miss it and then you have to try an onside kick, there's only 28 seconds left and you don't have any timeouts. Even if you cover the onside kick, the chance of getting off a makeable field goal is not very good. So the odds, I thought, in this situation were better to tie the football game.
Well, I think I can go with Coach on that. I thought maybe, I think undoubtedly, we're six games in. Undoubtedly, the biggest call which Bo Pelini made was the fake field goal, because I'm standing there as we line up for the field goal going, this does us no good. The 3 points doesn't matter. We must get seven. How the coach thought that, too.
And it was executed perfectly because they followed through on the kick. Luckily, there wasn't. Luckily, the rush didn't just roll over the holder in this situation. But they complete the fake field goal. It could have made it an 11-point game, which was two possessions. I agree with you, but it still could have made it a two-possession game. Even if you don't, if you go for it straight up and don't get it, it's technically a two-possession game. But that was the first time that we had seen Bo Pelini do really anything out of the ordinary. We have not seen a reverse. We have not seen a halfback pass. We have not we have not seen much trickeration like we've seen,
right,
which always worked for Coach Callahan, it seemed like. Fake punts, halfback passes, they were always big plays, and I think they should be part of your arsenal. But Nebraska really hasn't been in a situation to have to use one of those in a close game, playing from behind against Virginia Tech and getting blown out against Missouri. This was a close game, and Nebraska used that fake. Nebraska didn't even throw the ball downfield that much in this football game.
No, and I think that frustrated a few fans, saying something's got to be open. We're dinking and dunking, but that might have been part of the game plan too. Maybe we didn't want to score on a 60-yard. I think any time you can score, you would take it. But you got to keep Graham Harrell off the field, and it just stinks that when it comes down to overtime, Tech gets the ball, they score, and you're like, ah, man. Then the extra point gets blocked, and you think, all of a sudden your head goes from, oh, to now it's ours. Seize the moment. We've got the momentum. That had to be a huge momentum crush for them. The way we scored 21 fourth quarter points, their defense had to be out there going, oh, no. I mean, these suckers are going to beat us by a stinking point here at home and ruin our national title hopes and really put the first marquee win. And then,
oh, they're just trying to figure out where to bury the kicker. 1-888-455 ESPN. One last thought from Coach Bo Pelini. I thought maybe this was overall kind of sums things up.
I told him, I said, one thing it shows you is the potential we have as a football team. Like I said, you can't get too high and too low. You got to just go. It doesn't change what we got to do tomorrow and the next day. We got to keep progressing as a football team. And, you know, but I think you put in the hard work. You practice well. You get committed. You know, you learn the game plan. You do some things and you execute. We can play with a lot of teams.
That's Coach Bo Pelini. Coming up, Mondays with Merck and Morris, and some hockey talk. That's right, hockey talk. Former Tri-City Storm coach Bliss Littler got his first win over his old team Saturday night 5-2. Now he comes back to the barn. The first-tier event center, Tom Rudrud and the crew, are going to try and even the season series tonight at 7:05. And we'll be talking with the coach in just a moment. But before we go to break, Derek, how's it going, man?
Good.
And the Bills had the day off.
Yeah, they did.
Give
Trent Edwards some time to recover.
Hey, let's go with Johnny Casino's Pigskin Pick'em. I know you got them all wrapped up, so to take a break here, how did things go? Now, Bill was talking trash on Friday, the only guy to beat us last year. No one's beat us this year. How about today?
Yeah, he didn't beat us again. Doug, you're at the top of the mountain today, 7-3.
What was the difference? What was the big game?
Looks like, let's see, the Oklahoma-Texas game.
Hello!
Yeah, you had Texas. Everyone else had Oklahoma.
Plus 210.
Who had Texas in the straight up?
Yeah, Doug.
And then, we should go straight to how you did, but okay. Anyway, 7-3, the glory and the deed is mine.
And then Bill from Kearney and Daddy both going 6-4, and I went 4-6. So.
What the hell did I pick Northwestern for? I was 8-2 staring me in the face. Daddy, Remember, every Friday, Johnny Casino's Pigskin Pick'em, a chance for you to win a $25 gift card and try and beat the best, apparently. Nobody's done it yet. Once in the last year and a half, Daddy, the record is solid. No one has stepped up and come up with a game-changing performance, including your picks. Ew.
Hey.
Ew.
Hey, relax.
No.
One win, three losses on Saturday. Now, the lone win was the late game at night. We double up, we triple up. So
whoa. Breaking news. Tommy Bowden fired head football coach Clemson. Breaking news from ESPN. Tommy Bowden has been fired as the head football coach at Clemson. Evidently, the quarterback's dad is a booster.
That's some nice timing, huh?
Well, speaking of losers, let's get back to your college selections.
1-3. We lost Texas Tech. We lost Oklahoma. And we lost the over on Missouri and Oklahoma State.
You want to tell all the folks what one of your picks already is for this Friday?
No, I don't.
Uh-huh. I think maybe you do.
No.
I think maybe when we talk to Steve Sipple tomorrow, because that's who I think we should talk to. Because he's going to bring the wrath to you. And, but we go to the NFL Sunday a little better.
Well, we got, you know, two wins and one loss. And, of course, my loss is the Raiders. And I don't know what I was thinking. Jamarcus Russell on the road. I believe his quarterback rating was a 40.1, his passer rating. And they scratched out 12 first down and crossed midfield once in the second half.
You had Houston and Tampa Bay as your winners. I kind of thought maybe all the teams coming off bye would do well.
Well, Houston didn't cover.
Houston didn't?
No, because they missed a two-point conversion. They won the game, but they were given 3 points.
Yeah. Wow.
So I got a little bit excited. No,
loser. Nice weekend. You and who else is under? You and Golic are underneath the bridge this week. Is that 2-5? That's 2-5.
That is 2-5.
I think, Derek, I think there might be a change in who's making the picks. Texas straight up. That's right. Maybe people ought to start paying attention. Texas Tech won't cover. I can't believe that you went 2-5. I'm feeling scared because I've hit three of my four-star picks, and my lock of the year has yet to be selected, and I'm very worried now that I've been so hot that the five-star won't show up. We'll find out. We're going to take a break, talk some hockey, Merck and Morse, and a little more Husker talk. Fire off your emails, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Back after this.
I'm sorry, we have to stop, man. No disrespect.
Time to take a commercial break.
Stop it. Stop talking.
Even in a depression, the entertainment industry thrives.
Here's a story big business didn't want you to know. It's about the ViewCube satellite receiver, compatible with DirecTV or the Dish Network. Manufacturers love it when truck stops sell it for $1,299 or more. But here's the part they don't want you to hear. Rich & Sons Camper Sales of Grand Island sells it for only $699. Anything less and, you don't want to know what might happen. The ViewCube takes portable satellite viewing to the next level. See Rich & Sons soon for the ViewCube. Go to ESPNSuperstation.com, click on the Rich & Sons ad to see the ViewCube. At $699, they won't last long.
A real Husker fan needs to see the game, whether it's on pay-per-view or broadcast, and they want to see it over a pretty damn good char burger and a brew with other fans. Slugger Sports Bar and Grill brings in every Husker broadcast or pay-per-view, along with buckets of beer specials and halftime snacks. So come on down to Slugger's, because you want to go where Bob Buck knows your game. Slugger's, just a long fly ball off South Locust, 707 Anna Grand Island, pounding pitchers all day long. And look for the new beer garden coming soon.
Indian Head Golf Club will be holding the second annual cross-country golf tournament on Saturday, October 18th. Play will consist of a two-person scramble, 9 holes, but unlike any scramble you've played in before, because the holes will be made up of a combination. For example, a hole may start on tee box number 3 and go to number 7's green. Tee times begin at 10. $30 entry fee includes green fee, cart, and prize fund. Play the course as you've never played it before and have a blast. Call 308-381-GOLF. 308-381-GOLF.
Tonight, it's an interconference matchup when the New York Giants travel to Cleveland to take on the Browns. Hi, everybody. This is Marv Albert of Westwood One. Join Boomer Esiason and me for all the action. Can Eli Manning lead the defending champion Giants to a 5-0 start? Or will Romeo Crennel's squad win their second straight game as they try to get their season back on track? Giants, Browns, if it's Monday Night Football, it's right here.
Catch all the action tonight on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Now here's a real eye-opener for you. Lind Eye Care of Kearney is moving. That's right. As of October 15th, their new location will be at 4107 7th Avenue. At Lind Eye Care, you can count on Dr. Lind and Dr. Bierbauer to take care of all of your vision needs, whether it's new contacts or LASIK surgery. At Lind Eye Care, they'll treat your eyes as if they were treating their own. Plan now to visit Lind Eye Care in their new location at 4107 7th Avenue, beginning on October 15th.
From the moment we laced up our first pair of skates, we were hooked.
Morning, night, and in our sleep.
We play because once we hit the ice, nothing else matters.
No problems, no hassles.
Only hits and hat tricks.
We play for the glory of the best game on earth.
We play for the Tri-City Storm.
This Friday, October 10th, meet the Storm Girls Dance Team at 5:30. Plus, the first 1,500 fans get free magnet schedules. Then don't miss Monday Night Hockey as Omaha comes to town on October 13th. Call 308-338-8011 for tickets. Storm Hockey, presented by The Arrow.
When Daddy asked me why I did it, I made him laugh out loud when I told him, cause the chicks will dig it.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Coming up in just a second, we're going to do Merkin Morris. Paul Merkowitz from Hastings College. Daryl Morris from UNK. Bliss Littler is going to join us talking about tonight's hockey game at the Tri-City Storm Arena, first-tier event center. At first, we got to go to the Dent Popper inbox. Dent Popper, specializing in paintless dent repairs for years. Stop by on the bricks downtown Kearney. See Scott or Joel today. This one apparently is at me, Daddy.
Sean from Kearney chimes in and says, what's up, guys? Great open, Doug. Pile on, Cowboy haters. They never play well in Arizona. Funny that you're so quick to tell us how much the Yankees, Dodgers, Lakers, etc. stink and how much you don't like them every time they lose. But now your team not only loses but looks mediocre for 3 weeks in a row, and here come the excuses. Far be it for me to judge. It's just an observation.
Did I give any excuses at that open? All facts. All facts. Facts. Who was that from?
That was Sean and Kearney.
Thanks, Sean. That's good stuff, though. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. Dodgers won last night, so it's 2-1 Phillies. They play tonight. Rays and Red Sox are even at a game apiece. They play this afternoon. You'll hear it right here on ESPN Radio. Pregame at 3, first pitch at around 3:35, and that'll be followed by Monday Night Football, the Giants taking on the Browns. But right now it's time for Mondays with Merck and Morris, brought to you by Rich & Sons Camper Sale in Grand Island. We're joined by the head football coach at Hastings College, Paul Merkowitz, coming off a tough loss on the road at Morningside. And, Coach, this is obviously not what you had envisioned, the way that you had played here the last couple of weeks.
We played a very good football team, but we probably played the worst game we've played all year. And then watching it on film yesterday really confirmed a lot of mistakes. And we knew going in that, you know, they were going to bring a lot of speed to the table. And they got after us, and they stayed after us for four quarters.
Coach, I guess, do you take any positives at all out of this game?
No. I mean, honestly, I think you just move on, and I think you watch the film and you try and make some corrections. And we're sitting at 4-3, and we've got a lot of work to go yet. But I don't think anything really positive came out. I think we scored some late points, and our kids fought, but we expect our kids to do that. It's just we've got to get a lot tougher physically if we're going to be able to do the things we want to do.
For maybe the second time this year, a team gets off to a pretty good start, and it's awful tough when you're trying to play catch-up, especially when you go in knowing everything's got to bounce your way.
Yeah, and we struggle a little bit, I think, when we get in a track meet with people and we have to do things that maybe we're not set up to do, and that really happened. I mean, we were down 21-0 real fast, we were able to stabilize some things, and then a turnover here and there, and it just, like I said, nothing really went right for us, and kind of hoping we kind of got it all out of the way in one particular Saturday, and we can play better this week.
Paul Merkowitz, Hastings Bronco football coach, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, I guess you saw Morningside and you saw Sioux Falls, both awfully talented football teams. Do you tip your hat to one or the other? Who do you give the advantage in that one?
I knew you were going to ask me that, because I think I've been asked that question maybe 50 times since we left Sioux City. They're different, and so it's hard to answer the question. They've got – Morningside is a lot faster on offense. Their wide receivers are faster than ours, and I really felt like we had some advantage with their secondary. Now, we couldn't run the ball at all against Sioux Falls. So I think it's going to be interesting. I think you're going to get the answer for sure, because my guess is they're going to play twice, once in November and probably once again in December.
Paul Merkowitz joins us. You don't like to be on the back end of something like this, but their quarterback, Ian Gilworth, the player of the week two times in a row and might be the national player of the week. He puts up a record-setting 7 touchdown passes on the day. Was it something that was so special about this young man, or had they figured out something, obviously, with the way you guys had pass defense set up?
Well, I think, maybe we were part of that, or I was part of that. I mean, we continued to bring pressure, and we played a lot of man-to-man. I mean, I guess, you go into games and you don't if you're going to lose the game, you want to fight as hard as you are, and I think we were in a lot of man-to-man, and they just continued to throw the football, and they were able to beat us up from that standpoint. But he's a special player, had a great year last year, and is having a very good year this year, and so they just had some matchups they liked, and because we were taking some chances defensively, trying to get some positive things working, we had to stay in man-to-man, and we got beat.
Coach, I guess we can sit around this week and be sad and feel sorry for ourselves, but I don't think Nebraska Wesleyan is going to do that.
I was going to say, you can, we can. And we talked to our guys right after the game about that. I think, they're coming in here. They played the tougher part of their schedule early and took some losses against some good football teams like Northwestern and Sioux Falls and Dakota Wesleyan, but they're playing a lot better. My guess is they can finish off the season really strong maybe even make a run at the postseason. So, they're playing very well. We need to get ourselves ready. We're a little bit banged up, and so we got to get ourselves healthy and get ourselves prepared and get going. It's homecoming here, and we expect to play very well.
Paul Merkowitz joins us for another second here on the Doug and Daddy Show. As you look at Wesleyan, talk about some of the things that they do well.
Well, they go as their defense goes, and they've been very good defensively. They shut us out a year ago. Their run defense is outstanding, and we are still struggling running the football. And so, that's something that stands out. And I think they have probably one of the best, if not the best, tailback in the conference. And so we need to really be able to stuff the run and know where he's at all the time.
Coach, thanks so much for the time. Best of luck this weekend.
Thanks, guys.
See you, Paul. Paul Merkowitz, who also probably be keeping an eye on the Boston Red Sox today as they play game 3 against the Rays. 4-3, and now... I don't want to bring it up with Coach because it's just a kick. But that Briarcliff game is going to be the one that could define their season if they don't come back and play out the schedule, play it out strong. I mean, this team now has a chance to run the table. There's no doubt about it. They can run the table. They have shown that they have the talent, and with the game, even the close loss to Sioux Falls and some of the good games that they have played, they could run the table. But there's a lot of games left to play, and so... you can only take them one at a time, as the coaches always say, but that's got to be your goal.
8-3, nothing wrong with 8-3.
No, but they've got 4 games to get to 8-3.
I agree.
And Merck and Morris on Mondays brought to you by Rich & Sons Camper Sale. Here's a story that big business didn't want you to know, Daddy. It's about the View Cube satellite receiver, compatible with DirecTV or the Dish Network. The manufacturers love it when your truck shop sells it for about $1,300 or more. Sometimes a discounter sells it for $899. But here's the part they don't want you to hear. Rich & Sons Camper Sales of Grand Island sells it for only $699. Anything less than that, and, well, you don't want to know what will happen because they won't take care of that. They're going to take care of you. The ViewCube takes portable satellite viewing to the next level. Rich & Sons knocks the price down to the lowest around. Rich & Sons for the ViewCube. $699. They won't last long. The ViewCube at Rich & Sons Camper Sale in Grand Island.
Yeah, I talked to the guys at Rich & Sons. They said even morons like us can figure that view cube out. So,
Mondays with Merck and Morris here on the Doug and Daddy Show, brought to you by Rich & Sons Camper Sales in Grand Island. A nice, nice win for the University of Nebraska at Kearney on homecoming, Daddy. Daryl Morris and the crew just jumped all over the Cowboys. 34 first quarter points, big plays, and it was one of those things, sometimes it unravels over the course of a game. Well, for New Mexico Highlands, that unraveled in the first 5 minutes.
Yeah, Daryl Morris joins us to talk about this quality. I call it a quality win. Any win you get this time of year, Coach, is a quality win. As far as I'm concerned, you did just pound this team into submission.
We jumped out on them quick. Spitz made a nice read, and then, of course, if you can get the ball out anywhere close to Kyle Kizer, you might have something going. So we were able to jump on him right out of the gate. And then we, what I'm most proud of is the fact our defense got a turnover, then we were able to stick that turnover and convert that into points. So we were able to do that. that's good team football that we're playing right now, and I'm happy about that.
There's so many positives that happen in this football game. Kyle ends up tying a school record with 3 touchdown receptions. Had one real amazing catch where he went up and just took the ball away from a defender.
Haven't seen one like that since Richie Ross did that a few times on some people, you know. So, again, Kyle's a talent. He's just a young kid still getting better. He's going to get bigger and stronger and better and better. So we're excited that he's in our program, and he had a great day, and you know, we're glad to see it.
Coach, when did you know that he was going to emerge and be a playmaker for you?
I think probably last year when he made some plays as a punt return guy for us against Western New Mexico in the last game of last year. He really and he caught a touchdown in that ball game as well, and he showed some great speed and ability to get open. So I think we knew he was going to be a good player, but when we got him in that ball game, he really started to do some things in game action, and you know, we thought, geez, he'd do it once, he can do it again.
Daryl Morris, head football coach at UNK, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as they improved to 4-1 in the conference with that 58-14 win over New Mexico Highlands. It was 51-7 at the half, and I guess when you have that kind of a lead and then the weather turned a little bit into rain, you want to run the football, and you had an opportunity to get a lot of different guys able to do that.
Well, yeah, and the pizza was getting cold, so we needed to hurry up and get the game over with. So, you know, you order the pizza at halftime when you're up 51-7 or whatever it was. So we were able to run the football. You know, Riley Newcamer did a great job coming in relief of Rusty Dring and had over 100 yards rushing, showed some good vision, made a couple of nice runs, and even stuck his nose in there a couple times and got some extra yards. So we were pleased for Riley to have him have a great day.
Coach, I guess you jump on this team early on, but boy, you did not let off of them. And I guess that's something that you can take away from this as well, because it's been real easy for your kids to get a little bit complacent and maybe let them come back.
And that's something we have talked to our football team about. You know, up until this ball game, we had not scored a point in the second quarter or the third quarter. We were heavy in the first quarter and had decent production in the fourth quarter. But I believe we scored points in all 4 quarters here the other night. And, you know, I was glad to see that, actually.
Coach, Rusty Dring, a little banged up, only had 6 carries. What's his status? The National Player of the Week, by the way.
He's, you know, just a little bit of an ankle sprain, and heck, we were up 30-something and nothing at that time, or 7, and I didn't think there's any reason to, you know, risk it anymore. So we just got some of those other young backs in there and got them some experience, and I think that just makes us a better, stronger football team down the stretch.
Coach, I guess you look ahead, and maybe the road doesn't look a whole lot tougher this weekend.
Well, you know, we respect everybody, but you're right. They're a football team that's in transition, really. Western New Mexico is trying to get out of the junior college business in terms of their program. They've got a lot more high school kids on their team. They got a lot of younger kids playing, and I think they're a football team that's still, you know, I think they realize they're going to take some lumps as they go through that transition. So, you know, they're another football team that I think on paper we probably are the favorite team. Doesn't mean we'll win. So you still got to take care of business come Saturday.
Daryl Morris, head football coach at UNK, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I guess if you want to look at the big picture, maybe the toughest thing here is the travel. We all know that anytime you go to Highlands or Western New Mexico, it's a trek. What problems does that present when you have more than just a football game?
Well, you know, actually, we're quite fortunate. When Western New Mexico got into our league, a deal struck by Doug Christian, our chancellor, and Shatterton State as well, that they would finance our travel to that location in terms of football. So we charter a flight out of Kearney here. We're flying out of Kearney Friday morning, fly into El Paso, Texas, jump on a couple buses, go up to Denning, New Mexico, and stay there the night, then drive into Silver City the next day on Saturday, play the game. Go back to El Paso, jump back on our charter flight, fly her back to Kearney.
Well, that's not such a bad deal then. It's a little enjoyable. And I guess, Coach, one thing just kind of going back to this week, middle of the season, you're able to play probably almost everybody that you had on the sidelines in this football game, and then you get to take a team trip together. I guess this kind of re-energizes you here for the last half of the season.
You know, it is, and I was very glad. As a coach, you like to get the kids in the ball game that don't get to play a ton. You know, they work hard in practice, and they're at meetings, and they're lifting weights, and they're here all winter long, you know. So to get everybody in the ball game and let them all get some playing time was a lot of fun, and they enjoyed the heck out of that. It does help with morale, and the older kids enjoy watching them play and cheer for them. So, you know, now to get back on the road and have a nice, tight group of guys that are doing well right now, yeah, it's a pleasure.
Daryl, anything surprising in the RMAC overall this weekend?
I don't know that anything was real surprising in the RMAC this week. You know, I was a little disappointed to see Coach Stewart and them at Western State get beat, but I knew that was going to be a tough ball game. I thought they might put up a little bit more of a fuss than, you know, 41-14 or whatever that score was. But I thought the scores in the RMAC this week were pretty stable in terms of what you might think you'd get.
Well, Coach, homecoming, a nice win, a lot of activities going on, and you showed the folks what you've got here at UNK. Have a great trip this weekend, and we'll talk to you after another victory next Monday.
Hey, guys, we'll talk to you next week.
That's head coach Daryl Morris of the University of Nebraska at Kearney, brought to you by Rich & Sons Camper Sales in Grand Island. And we'll take a break and be back with more. Bliss Littler going to join us right after this.
What are you listening to?
The Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
I can't put up with you people because you're bastard people.
These guys really suck.
Awful. So bad.
Anyway, our heroes will be right back.
OnStar versus hunting and pecking. It's not very safe, but people still try to type on their portable nav screens as they drive. With OnStar turn-by-turn navigation, you just push one button and ask the advisor to download directions to your car.
Start out going north on Route 10.
With OnStar, there's no need to type while you drive. You just drive while you drive. OnStar is standard for the first year on 11 Chevy models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations. Turn-by-turn not available in certain areas.
Okay, so you want the Department of Labor to make the weekend officially start on Thursday?
Well, Buffalo Wild Wings has boneless Thursdays where you get specially priced boneless wings. It pretty much already feels like the weekend, so why not?
But what about Friday, sir?
Friday's gone.
So would Saturday still be on Saturday?
No, Saturday would be the old Friday, which is now Thursday.
Uh-huh.
Now, how do I get this weekend start on Thursday thing going?
Well, the guy you need to talk to is out till next Thursday, which would be Friday, so call back the following Tuesday, which is actually Monday.
Well said.
Weekend start on Thursdays. Buffalo Wild Wings. You have to be here. Price and participation vary by location.
Hey, I'm going to watch the Giants and the Browns. Be back in a while.
Honey, the Jolly Green Giant is green. You silly goose.
No, the Giants and the Browns football game. Oh, forget it. I'm going to Cunningham.
It's the Giants and the Browns tonight on Monday Night Football at Cunningham's Journal. Head down to Cunningham's to catch all the action and throw back a couple of ice-cold beers with the boys. Cunningham's Journal, downtown on the Bricks, Kearney.
The foundation of a sound marketing plan begins with an estimated cost of production. In recent weeks, AgWest Commodities has helped dozens of Western Corn Belt producers determine per bushel breakevens for 2009. Let us assist you in determining your next year's cost of production. Give us a call, 866-WE-HEDGE, or email your request through our website, goagwest.com.
You gotta go agwest.com. Go AgWest.
It's the Outdoor Spectacular at Graham Tire. All tires in stock are on sale. Buy three selected Cooper tires and get the fourth free. Get a limited Ray Kelly print with purchase of any four tires. Register to win a $500 Shields All Sports shopping spree or a guided pheasant hunt for two at K&M Hunting. Get a $50 cash rebate with purchase of four select Cooper tires or up to $100 rebate with purchase of four select Goodyear tires on your Goodyear credit card. It's the Outdoor Spectacular today through Saturday, October 18th. Graham Tire, your tire store next door.
Raise your hand if Monday is your favorite day of the week. No hands. But you'll see a show of hands when you invite the kids along to Skeeter Barnes tonight because a select kids menu allows them to eat for only $1.99 at Skeeter's. So put the homework off for an hour or so as the family gets together.
This is Eric Hildregal, Skeeter Barnes General Manager. Remember, the kids had a Monday too. So let's end it on a high note with $1.99 specials tonight.
Skeeter Barnes, just south of the I-80 Interchange, Kearney. Food so good, don't be surprised if your mouth waters and you get goosebumps at the same time.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Want to get to the Dan Popper inbox, and then we're going to talk with Bliss Littler, the head coach of the Omaha Lancers, in just a second. Daddy, Dan Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Yeah, this one directed at, well, me. Where are you
at
living?
You?
Where are you living now that you bet your house on Texas Tech? I took your advice, flew to Vegas to do the same. Now send me some money so I can get back home to live under the box. Under the overpass in Hastings. Thanks a lot, Mike in Hastings.
That was a funny email. 1-888-455-ESPN, the Dead Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. You know what, Daddy, after your picks this weekend, loading up on Tech and going 2-5, You remind me of one of my favorite stories. To the guy who just went 1-10 betting hockey or betting football, and the bookie said, "Why don't you bet hockey?" "Well, I don't know anything about hockey." Apparently, you don't know anything about football either, brother. Somebody that does know a little bit about hockey is our next guest, the head coach of the Omaha Lancers, Bliss Littler, as they get ready to roll back into Kearney. First trip for the coach at the first-year event center where he had been the head coach for so many years. Coach, great to catch up with you again. Good morning.
Hey, good morning to you, too. Good to hear from you guys.
Well, it's glad to have you on. You guys are off to about the same start the Storm has, but you took round one on Saturday night, and talking with Coach Rudd, he was pretty impressed with the way you played. How about your thoughts on the way you've got out of the gates here with Omaha?
Well, I kind of think that the battles we've had that the Storm and Omaha have had over the years are going to continue. I really like what Tom's done, and I guess that shouldn't surprise me. Obviously, on the ice, he does a great job, and Tom afforded me a pretty good life for the 8 years that I worked with him, that he's always able to go out and get the players. And I know that I think he's only on the bench three of the last 20 games last year, so he was out on the road, and it definitely shows that the players that he brought in, boy, they play fast, and again, I think they're going to have a very strong club all year.
Coach, as you look at Tom and the club he's built, what are the strengths that you see?
Well, I think that they have to start with Michael Cicci. I think with Cicci, he's the leading point getter that returns to the league, and if I had to pick somebody, he'll probably lead the league in scoring. But I think it's the veteran forwards that he brings back is a nice spot to build around. There's just not a whole bunch of returning defensemen in the league. So I think a lot of people are in the same boat where you're trying to teach young defensemen to play right now. And, it appears that his goaltending can be pretty good, too, with the two that he has there.
Bliss Littler, head coach of the Omaha Lancers, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. They come into Kearney tonight. Coach, just kind of your thoughts. I'm guessing you have a few things bouncing around in your head if you make your first trip back to Kearney.
Yeah, I got asked Saturday night, and I'm so worried about my own team. We have three guys that played here last year at this point that are playing. We have a fourth one that should be back in a week or two. But so basically, we've gone from over here. These people, they've gone from one of the greatest seasons in USHL history last year, and to returning not many guys. So it's just trying to get everybody on the same page. I think we're probably the youngest team in the league. So I've been more concerned with what's going on with my team than concerned about who we're playing. I am sure going back in the event center that obviously that's part of some real great nights there and a lot of great memories there. I'll never forget Game 7 against Sioux City the night my daughter was born, walking in with 5 minutes to go in the first period and get on the bench and ask Richie Larson how we doing, and he handed me the lineup card, and I looked at it and my knees were still shaking, so I gave the card back to Richie and I said, "Finish the first period." But obviously both my kids were born there, so I'm sure there'll be, I have many, many great memories of the 5 years in Kearney and just really how my family was treated. Whether it be with Ted Bear as an owner there, the staff that I was privileged to work with, fans treated my family great, media was great to us, that you'd be in Walmart or wherever you're at, and, it'd be a good luck, Coach, that, they're five really good years for myself and my family.
Yeah, Walmart. Bliss Littler. Hey, Coach, before we let you get on the road here, do you remember what the best part about Omaha coming to the First Tier Event Center was?
no, but I'll let you tell me.
Kicking their asses. That's what the best part was, buddy. That's what the best part was. Coach, we hope to catch up with you throughout the season. I know it's just real, real early here, first couple of weekends in, and As you said, a lot more battles will be going on, and hopefully we'll get to see you at one event or another. I'll tell you what, it'll at least give me a reason if I'm in the metro area and you guys are at home. At least there'll be a reason to go to an Omaha Lancers game. So we wish you the best of luck. Have a safe trip, and we can't wait to see you guys tonight.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Bliss. Bliss Littler, head coach of the Omaha Lancers. That's right. Kicking their asses. Daddy prediction?
You know what? I think the Storm rebounds and they even this deal up tonight.
We'll take a break. Back with more. And remember, Daddy's on a roll after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I'll be back in a moment.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding you. I wish I were.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's why you laughed at all your boss's jokes and practiced your handshake in the mirror. Tomorrow makes you glad you didn't drink more in college or allow yourself to have unflattering photos taken. It's why you've made grazie, Dankeschön, and tau chi part of your vocabulary. Tomorrow's why your shoes are so shiny you can check your hair in them. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight. Visit HGI.com today.
All right, Mike, you're doing great. New spot, Tabasco Original Red on eggs. Thoughts?
Where to start? How about 4 a.m. this morning? Early and often with Tabasco. That's my motto. Sure, you know, eggs are pleasant enough. But I taste so much more with that splash of red. And by splash, I mean downpour. But hey, that's me. Feel free to enjoy in moderation. Scrambled, fried, or sunny side up. Some people need coffee in the morning. I need Tabasco. And so do you. Thoughts?
Doesn't get any better than that, Mike. You should do this for a living.
From the moment we laced up our first pair of skates, we were hooked.
Morning, night, and in our sleep.
We play because once we hit the ice, nothing else matters.
No problems. No hassles.
Only hits and hat tricks. We play for the glory of the best game on earth. We play for the Tri-City Storm.
This Friday, October 10th, meet the Storm Girls Dance Team at 5:30. Plus, the first 1,500 fans get free magnet schedules. Then don't miss Monday Night Hockey as Omaha comes to town on October 13th. Call 308-338-8011 for tickets. Storm Hockey, presented by The Arrow.
In Las Vegas, you never leave a restaurant hungry, and Johnny Casino's Grand Island's latest entry into great dining is a sure bet with barbecue chicken and ribs Tuesdays, ribeye Wednesdays, fajita Thursdays, and prime rib Fridays and Saturdays. Try Johnny Casino's, west side of the Conestoga Mall off 281 Grand Island, and remember what goes on at Johnny Casino's will bring you back to Johnny Casino's, including every Husker broadcast and pay-per-view, plus the NFL Sunday ticket.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at WeatherEye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th and Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
We'll see lingering clouds along with some shower activity across the area today. May see a few breaks in the clouds later this afternoon. We'll see temperatures rebound near 50 with a northwest wind of 10 to 20. Tonight there's a potential for a hard freeze to develop as skies will start to clear off. We'll see lows in the mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 43.
Nobody wanna see us together, but it don't matter, no.
Doug and Daddy Show. We're depressed, Tony Romo's hurt. But the mailman Brent says, how's my favorite ambiguous duo doing after a fantastic weekend of sports? Thanks, Brent. Thought I would lend my opinion to the Husker game. Yes, I was disappointed in the loss, but I felt it was the best game we'd played in years. The defense was miles ahead of last week, and the offense performed on all cylinders most of the time. I believe the future is bright in Huskerland, and progress is being made every day. I watched the Bo Pelini show this morning because I recorded it, and the coach multiple times said we keep shooting ourselves in the foot, which can be corrected. Watching that Bo Pelini show, though, God, that's depressing. I am proud of our effort. Maybe some black shirts might be handed out. By the way, Brent says, how did you like that NASCAR race, Doug? Kept you glued to the tube, didn't it? Yeah, thank God that was on Saturday night and it didn't matter. Thanks for making this gloomy Monday a little brighter. Brent, thanks for having confidence in us, man. Daddy, your thoughts, Nebraska is a 6-point favorite over Iowa State.
I'm scared. I think it's a perfect setup. Everybody's back on the Husker bandwagon.
You want me to call you out right now? You think Iowa State's going to win? do you think Iowa State's going to win? And there are some impressive stats out this morning about how Iowa State plays at home. They average 43 points. On the road, 15. They have played and upset people at home. Oklahoma, they were ahead of in the third quarter last year at home. They had Kansas on the ropes at home, 20-0. This is a tough place to play, and it is a near must win for Nebraska.
It is a near must win, and I think you've got, I just think that the perception has totally changed. Nebraska went to Texas Tech. Oh my gosh, they had a chance to win that game. Iowa State got crushed at Baylor. Oh my gosh. All of a sudden, the roles reverse, and I think a little bit much is being made, and I think Iowa State's got a very, very good opportunity.
Speaking of Baylor crushing Iowa State, crazy Chris, hey, you know what? You can watch the Husker game this Saturday and all college football games. You want to know where you can watch the Monday night football game tonight? You want to know where you can watch both Major League Baseball games? That's right, the Chicken Coop in Grand Island and Kearney. It's the best place to watch sports in town with their 42-inch flat screens, not a bad seat in the house. Great food and drink specials every night, and, of course, you can catch every Husker game there. And during lunch, don't forget that. You're going to get to watch whatever you want during lunch. They've got lunch specials every day, and because it's Monday Night Football, $2 you call it from kickoff to close during Monday Night Football. Don't forget you can try any of the 12 flavors of flame-broiled chicken wings, the best wings in town, whether it's spicy barbecue, buck nasty hot, honey Dijon, jalapeno garlic, they've got it all for you. Or try one of their famous sandwiches, chicken tender hoagies, whether it's one of their great hamburgers, pizza, ribs, steaks, they've got it all there for you. Or I like maybe a boneless chicken wing from time to time. You can do it all at the Chicken Coop. Great salads as well. Don't forget, $2 you call it tonight for Monday Night Football.
Doug, I want to thank Paul Merkowitz, Hastings Bronco football coach. I want to thank Daryl Moore, UNK football coach. I want to thank not Stormtrack City coach anymore. It's Bliss Lutler, Omaha Lancer head coach. All three for joining us on today's Doug and Daddy Show. Appreciate the emails. Appreciate the phone calls today. Your Husker reaction as well.
Tomorrow on the show, we will have special Husker guests. I think it's going to be Steve Sippel from the Lincoln Journal Star from the Husker press conference. We will have Bo Pelini's conference tomorrow at 12 noon. You'll hear all the comments from the press conference at noon. And from the Pheasants Forever chapter, Chuck Dummer is going to join us live in studio. All that and a whole lot more tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. Again, Nebraska-Baylor kickoff time has been announced. Baylor at Nebraska, a week from Saturday, 11:30 in Lincoln on Versus. We'll see you.
All right, tomorrow, Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!